أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Quran Reflection, and the Quran Reflection will be including about Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. In the Holy Quran, Surah 24, Ayat 55, Allah has promised those of you who believe and do righteous deeds that He will certainly appoint them successors in the earth, as He appointed successors those before them, and that He will certainly establish for them their religion, which He has chosen for them, and that certainly He will, after their fear, give them security in exchange. They will do worship Me alone, and not associate aught with Me. And whoever disbelieves after this, then these are they that are evildoers. Try to reflect about the Imams, and in particular, the Imam of our time, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to get near to him and to Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In the tafsir Majma al-Bayan by Sheikh Tabarzi, radiallahu, Sheikh Tabarzi has reported several views concerning this ayat. One, some commenters believe that it concerns the Prophet. Two, some say it concerns the Ummah, so the community. Or three, from the sayings of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, it is reported that it concerns the Mahdi from the Prophet's descendants. The fourth Imam once recited this verse and said, "By God, these people are our Shiites, about whom God will accomplish all the promises He made in this verse by the hands of a man from among us, who is the Mahdi of this community." The Prophet said about him, "Even if there remains only one day on earth, God will prolong it until He will bring forth a pious man from my progeny, and who is named as I am, so that he will fill the earth with justice and equality, as it was filled with oppression and tyranny." Who is Imam Mahdi? May Allah hasten his reappearance. In the Shia belief, we believe that Imam Mahdi is the only son of Imam Hassan al-Askari, who is the 11th Imam, alayhi salam, who was born on the 15th of Shaban, 255 AH, in Samarra, Iraq. He became the divinely appointed Imam when his father was martyred in 260 AH. Imam al-Mahdi went into occultation. This means he disappeared, leaving among people while he is not identified. At the same time, he will reappear when Allah wills. More specifically, his title is Al-Mahdi, which means the guided one. His name is Muhammad ibn al-Hassan alayhi salam. His lineage traces back to Imam Ali alayhi salam. On the other hand, Sunnis do not believe that he has been born yet. Concerning the Mahdi, Sheikh Tabarzi radiallahu remarks that consensus has been reached among all the Imams concerning this subject, and that the consensus is the proof, the Hujjah, because the Prophet said, "I am leaving among you two weighty things, the Book of God and my progeny. They will never be separated from each other until they meet me again next to the fountain." In the tafsir Agapoya has a hadith, Imam Ali bin Hussein Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says, "This verse refers to the period when the last of the holy Imams, al-Mahdi, al-Qa'im, will rule the world. He will root out inequality and polytheism forever. Agamahti Puya says, if the removal of fear, inheritance of authority for the overall good and welfare of the people, establishment of religion, and peace and security are mentioned here in connection with the administration of human society in this world, then it either refers to the advent of the awaited Savior, Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, before the resurrection, or to the nature of legislative process to be applied to the succession of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which should be by the divine command. Establishment implies full awareness and masterly ability to apply religious and natural laws made by Allah in all aspects of material and spiritual life, with maximum degree of servitude. Whosoever disbelieves refers to those who disagree with the method of succession laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The legislative character of this verse is clearly asserted. Sayyid ibn Taus radiallahu has drawn out attention to establishing a relation with the Imam of the Age, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and even guide us along this path. He outlines how one should present his questions before the Imam and seek a response from him. In his advent to his son, he mentions, O my son, if ever you are present with a difficulty, the solution of which you desire to seek from the Imam Mahdi, may our lives and souls be sacrificed upon him, then remember the traditions reported by Muhammad ibn Yaqub Kulaini radiallahu. One day, a person came to Hassan alayhi salam and asked him, if a person wishes to place his desires before his Imam, just as he would place it before Allah, then what should he do? The Imam said, if he has any desires, then he must bring it to his lips. He must express his desire. He will receive the reply for it. It is necessary to clarify the above statement of the Imam. The statement indicates in a simple manner that if one has any needs, then he must present it through the medium of prayers and tawassul, seeking help through the mediation of the Imam. It is true that the Imam alayhi salam is aware of the deepest secrets of our heart. Nevertheless, he alayhi salam prefers that his followers put forth their desires verbally and express their helplessness with sincerity. Hadith. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the one who wishes to be included among the companions of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, must always act with piety and have good morals. Then he is a true muntazir. Muntazir is the one who is waiting. The muntazir of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, must perform all those actions that make the Imam happy and refrain from those actions that make him unhappy. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, preserving the faith in the last age is like holding hot coals in the hand or being dragged across a thorny bush. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam says, one who dies without recognizing the Imam of his age, he died the death of Jahila. Say it. Jahiliya. Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, there will be 13 women alongside Al-Qa'im, Al-Mufaddal asked the Imam, and what will their role be? The Imam replied, they will treat the injured and look after the sick, just as the time of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More hadith. Imam Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam has said, when Imam al-Mahdi makes his advent, The following of the lower desires will be transformed into the following of guidance of Allah. After the following of the guidance of Allah has been transformed into the following of the lower desires, and the thoughts and opinions of the people will be in line with the Quran, after the Quran had previously been put in line in accordance with the people's thoughts and opinions. It has been narrated from Ali Ibn al-Husayn, the ornament of the worshipper, that he said, "When our Chaim makes his advent, Allah, the noble and glorious, will remove all maladies and will make their hearts a piece of iron. He will make the physical strength of one man equal to that of 40 men, and they will be the rulers over the entire earth and its sovereigns." Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam has said, "So when he, the Imam al-Mahdi, will make his advent, the earth will radiate in the celestial illumination of its Lord, and the scale of justice will be positioned among mankind, just that not a single person will oppress another individual." Reappearance signs. The advent of Sufyani is inevitable, and it will come before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. The Sufyan is the one that will be against Imam Mahdi. Also, solar eclipse and lunar eclipse in the same month, and in Hadith it says in Ramadan, "Call from the sky shall be raised, saying to follow the coming Mahdi. After that, the next day, there will come another call, which will be the call of Shaitan telling people to follow Sufyani." When I read the Hadith on these, I had first just read them and listened to them, and that was a long time ago, and I had read and heard these Hadiths quite a bit, and it wasn't until I was doing this reflection when I came to realize that the one that would follow Shaitan at this time would be one that hadn't purified their self, wasn't trying to rid their self from the sins that were darkening the heart. So I believe that if somebody was trying or had purified themselves for the return of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, then they would for surely be able to hear that first call, know that it's the truth, and not be taken in by Shaitan's whisper, which will come afterwards. Those who will come in that time that will believe in Shaitan's whisper is those that will have not purified themselves, or had been trying to at least purify themselves. So another one is the sinking of Baida land, and the last is the killing of the pure soul. So more signs is corruption will occur, but it won't appear to be a crime. We can definitely see that nowadays, is that lying is seen as okay, it is not a sinful thing, and people are doing it all the time. They even do it jokingly, and also drinking, anything with intoxication. People do that leisurely, and almost every day, lots of people are doing it, and it's not seen as something that is sinful, something that is wrong to a lot of people. We even have, sadly, some of our own Muslims who are doing those things that are not good, that are sinful, but they are not seeing it as this. Also, the religion will decline in societies. So we definitely see that. We see that what we should be doing is enjoining good and forbidding evil. And in fact, we see a lot of good will appear as evil, and the evil will appear as good. And people won't be enjoining good and forbidding evil. People will also leave their salat. Not everyone, but a lot of people will start to leave their salat. And also the believers will be sifted again and again. So when we say sifted again and again, we mean something like, for example, if we had rice in a colander or a strainer and we were shaking it to remove the debris or the bad rice that would fall out of it, the rocks that would fall out of it, those things that would be falling out of it are like the people that were tested and tried and were failing in this world. And we're not removing those sinful things that they were doing from them, their snuffs. So it'll be sifted again and again. The sifted means trials. Trials will be happening. Someone will have to go through tests, or a community would have to go through a test. A lot of people would have to go through tests. And those that fall are the ones that didn't pass that test. And I believe that this will happen all the way up to even at that call when Imam Mahdi will reappear, and the next call when Shaitan whispers that, no, that's not the right place to follow, and follow the next. I think that will be one of the last major sifts, even though some will happen afterwards. This would be one of the major sifts. So in conclusion, undoubtedly, this holy verse includes the first Muslims, and certainly the full extensions of the verse is the government of Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which according to the opinions of all Muslims, whether Shiite or Sunni, will make the earth peaceful and full of justice after oppression and tyranny ruled the world. However, it is not against the generality and extensiveness of the concept of this verse. So whenever Muslims are verily faithful and do righteous deeds wholeheartedly, they will consequently achieve a strong and influential authority. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, if only one day of the world lifetime is remaining, Allah will make that day so long that the man from my progeny whose name is like my name will rule the earth and fill the earth with justice as it had been filled with oppression and tyranny. And I have not created the jinn and the mankind except that they should worship me. This is in the Holy Quran. The worship that Allah does not need, but servants need it desperately for paving the path of perfection and development. Therefore, Islamic insight, contrary to the worldly approaches, whose final aim is the extreme welfare of the worldly life, does not follow such a thing as an aim. Even the worldly life is valuable when it is used as a means for achieving that spiritual aim. Dua Gharik is a dua that I'd like to end this Quran reflection with. O Allah, all beneficent, all merciful, O turner of hearts, please make my heart firm on your religion. Amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I hope that you guys enjoyed the Quran reflection and the talk about Imam Mahdi as much as I had enjoyed looking up more of it and putting this lecture together. So you can follow, subscribe, or join me at Telegram as Servant of Allah, Instagram, Sisters Only, Muslimah Sisters 313, also Shia TV and YouTube channel is right there. So you can put in your URL and be able to follow up with posts or videos that I am doing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.